Everybody, welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. Today, I'm here with Allison Hips.
Hi.
We are talking all things fall studies.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Very excited. And listen, if you know Allison or if you don't, she's been here on staff five years,
just over five.
Which is so fun, but has been in this new position a little over a year.
Just like 14 months.
Yeah, like last summer, kind
of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so she switched from being my wonderful assistant.
It's great.
It was super fun. We had a lot of fun together. We still do. But she got a promotion and she is the director of studies and prayer. And so a huge part of that job is all the studies.
Yes. The biggest part of it.
We do. Yeah. Yes. And so if you're new at Sagemont, you're like, what are studies? Hopefully you've heard Connect Groups. That's our Sunday morning.
Specific to Sunday. Yes.
Groups. And they are ongoing every single Sunday for as long as they go.
Yeah.
Studies is a little different. Mm-hmm. They go fall, spring, summer. They have a start date. They have an end date.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, but this fall on Wednesday night, how many?
I just recently counted, it is 26 specific activities for you and your family. And that encompasses adults as well as students and kids and support groups. You really have to hunt hard to find something you can't do. There's a way to get involved.
There's so much on the Wednesday nights. And so, again, if you're new or even if you've been here a long time, you're like, wait, I thought there was just one thing on a Wednesday night. There are so many different things to choose from. Your kids have stuff. Your students have stuff for sure. But for adults, there's big studies. There's small studies. There's studies you pay for. There's studies you don't pay for. Mm-hmm. There's support groups through the counseling ministry. I mean, there's just so many different things.
It really is.
On Wednesday night.
Specific to men, specific to women, stuff for couples. It's just a lot. God's been really good. And so that I'm not taking all the credit, if you're thinking Allison's amazing, first I am. I am amazing.
She is.
Totally kidding.
And so humble.
I used to be very proud, but I'm so proud I got over it. So, to really brag on my people, I really am support. We have the best volunteers, wonderful teachers. That the great thing about church and when you're walking with the Lord and always moving forward is what was a past hard is now an encouragement you can give.
Yeah.
And a lot of our teachers, that's the situation is, hey, let me show you how this hard thing can be a little less hard.
Absolutely.
A new study we're doing that I'm really excited about is called the Smart Step Family. It is a study specifically for blended families, whether you're about to be one or have been one. And it's led by a couple that are themselves a step family, that it's two families together.
Yep.
Real excited because we've never really had something ever that's been focused like that. We have Oasis, which is a Connect Group Sunday morning study we've had for a while, but we're also able to offer it on Wednesday night. So if you are a single solo mom looking for Bible study, but also a little bit of encouragement with people who know what you're going through, we have that.
And I love that they are Oasis, single and solo mom. So yes, you can be a single mom, but also they open up to women who come to church alone. Their husband, listen, it might even be that it's not that he's not a believer. It's that he's a shift worker.
Right.
Or he works away or he travels
he's not home on Sunday.
Right. This is a group that embodies all those different things, which I think the way they set that up was just beautiful.
It really is. It's a great group. And again, led by some ladies who have walked the road.
Yeah.
And I think that's important for a group is the people that are leading you aren't just, we're here to help. They are, but it's like, I can help and empathize and say, yeah, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
This is one of our handouts. It's at the ministry booth and it has every study on Wednesday night. Some are paid, some are free. It just depends. If there is a need, we can talk about scholarship opportunities if we need to. Thankfully, God is really good and that's not something we have to do often.
And I would say, in that, even with scholarships, so much of the time, it's not Sagemont. It's Sagemont's people that say, hey, if somebody needs something, just tell me.
Let me know.
And I'll take it. You know, and so don't ever let that be a reason that keeps you from participating in anything that's going on at the church.
Yeah. And God's been so good about bringing people to be the hands and feet. Anything this massive, it is the church. It's the body of Christ coming and putting this together.
That's right.
Great support staff team. If you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, we are putting together teams for Wednesday night because something that's new and very exciting, not at all scary for me, is that we have new people coming on Wednesday night. And when I say new people, I don't mean their first time on a Wednesday. I mean people walking in the door saying, this is my first time at Sagemont Church ever.
That's right. I've never stepped foot on your campus before. I know y'all have church on Wednesday night. I'm here. What do I do?
Yes. And it's a great problem, but it was surprising. Mm-hmm. I know definitely I was, and I think a lot of people assume a Wednesday night, it's not Sunday morning. People aren't going to go out of their way. It's very only established people at the church are coming, and that's not the case.
No.
We have first-time people, and I get to talk with a lot of them. And the number one answer of why they're coming on Wednesday versus a Sunday is, we can't come on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We work on Sunday. Our kids have so many activities. Sunday can't happen, but we want to be in church. Welcome to Wednesday night. We are here to help. If you are interested at all in volunteering, please let me know. I would love to work with you. And we have a place for you to serve if that's what you're looking for.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the cool things with this. And the same thing's true on Sunday morning. But on Wednesday, you say we have 27 different opportunities. Every one of those has at least two or three people
that are just volunteering
their time and their energy and their efforts. And not just on Wednesday night, but they've been working on it for a long time to get to a place where it's ready and it's prepared and they've put thought into it. And so that's so cool.
It is. And they're so great and flexible. And we're starting to really come together as a midweek team. And I say midweek specifically, which is Wednesday night. We also have a Tuesday morning team. We have 5 Bible studies, from some just for women, but 3 of them are for men and women. Both of these teams make up the weekday studies. And the more I get to work with them, they love this church. They love the Lord. And they're just saying yes to the Lord, not even Sagemont. And their desire is, we want people in God's word. We want them to be meeting other people, all of those things to get them in their next steps and moving forward. And how do I need to be following the Lord? And I mostly get to sit back and say, what do I need to do to get you going? But to what you're saying, it is a lot of work. We start planning for the current semester about 4 to 6 months before it. So for this fall semester, the truth is we've been planning it since the spring.
Oh, yeah.
And getting everything in line, it does take a lot to happen. Yeah. And that team just rises to the occasion and loves it. And when you come on Wednesday, you are going to be very already prayed for, thought of, prepared for, and really wanted. We have a place for you.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool that probably the majority of the studies that you have going are people that have come to you and said, hey, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is something that's important to me. This is something God's put on my heart. This isn't you having to go out and beg and find people to come lead studies. Like, these are people, they are passionate about what they are doing.
Yeah, that's very correct. I've had to do very little, if any, hunting, so to speak.
Right.
It's through a lot of prayer on my part, because we see needs, we see holes, we see a group that this isn't being met. What can we do? And God has been really good about people reaching out to me saying, can I just talk to you? I have an idea for a study, which is how that process goes. It's always very a one-on-one, and will it work? Will it not work? What needs to be tweaked? And even that process, we're always in the mindset of, how do we make it better? How do we evolve it to be the best it can be? And even now we are thinking of, how do we say yes? When do we say no? Mm-hmm. What's a good move forward and what's a break? How does that need to happen? And I have a great team. Dr. Autry helps with that, to make sure that our teachers are biblically sound, that what we're saying is correct and accurate. Mm-hmm. So it's not just me. It is a little bit of a village that I'm coordinating with to make it happen.
Yeah.
But to what you started saying, it is correct. The people that are leading it, no one is there as a one-off or I was bored and want something.
Right.
It's very much, this is what God has done for me. I really, really have a heart to take this to someone else, whether it's straight up how to study the Bible or something a little more intense like a support group.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there for you.
Yeah, I love that. So we really hit on Wednesday night, and I want to go back and ask about some specific studies in a second to kind of highlight some of the different options. But you mentioned quickly Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning
is 9 to 11:30. Mm-hmm. There is childcare.
Yes, there is.
all of those classes have a cost, some kind of a cost?
Tuesday morning does.
Yes. And okay. I thought so.
For those of you wondering what the cost is, it's always covering the cost of the material, because all of these studies, you get a workbook of some kind. It depends on the study. Some have a little bit of a price, like maybe $8 to $10 above the cost of material. All of that is spent on that semester in your study. The church doesn't profit from any of that. We don't take the funds. It's if you paid, say, $20 to be a part of a study, the workbook was, say, $15, that $5 is going to be spent on the study you are registered for that semester, whether it's bottled water we're providing, or sodas or snacks every week.
Supplies, whatever it may be needed.
Yeah, that money goes right back in, because that's a question I get is, how do you pick the costs? They all look a little different. The difference in the cost is how much the books are, if there's a workbook, and how much extra, which is never more than $10, that's being used for that. But Tuesday morning, yes, all of them are a paid study. Again, let us know if that's a problem. We have two studies specifically for women. One is called Life Touch. They're doing the Gospel of John, I believe. And this is any life stage, any 18 to 80, you are welcome in this study. They have a large group time. They also divide up into small groups, so you're getting a little more of the community and some accountability there, which is important. The other ladies only group is called Mothering Matters. It is specifically for mothers if you're a mom. We do get moms of older kids too, and that's perfectly fine. The majority are younger moms. Really sweet group of ladies. It's so fun to go in there because they'll bring their babies with them, and it's just, I'll walk in it's sometimes so just to like hold a little hand for a second and everything's better in your day. But they also do small groups, so they meet all together to do things together.
Which is cool, because in Mothering Matters, their small group leader is like a mentor mom.
Yes, she's
and so it's a very specific, when you go in and you're a part of that group, your small group leader is someone that's been through mothering, is further down the road.
Possibly retired at this point.
You know, kids are grandkids, great-grandkids, whatever. And so they're pouring back into that.
Yes, and giving you good encouragement, again, from people who know what you're going through.
So you get good Bible study, but you also get just good wisdom.
Good wisdom.
Which is really neat.
And accountability and encouragement and it's just a great, great group. We also offer church history, which is led by Wayne Hanks, one of my favorite new friends. I did not meet him until I took on this position, and he's just the most wonderful man. It's literally not a history of Sagemont. Someone said, oh, you teach a history of Sagemont. No, it's a history of the capital C church in the world, and he's done it from like the establishment of the Christian church in the Old Testament up through a certain time point. This semester he is teaching starting at the Renaissance, taking us all the way through the church in its current age and how we got there. Wonderful teacher. It is much more lecture based, but there is lots of homework you can take home and dive deep into. We also offer two precept classes on Tuesday morning. If you're not familiar with precept, it's a specific kind of Bible study where you're taking the word apart. It is a great study if you're a little nervous about studying the Bible on your own. If maybe you're one of those people that wants to be able to sit down and open God's word and get something really immediately applicable and understand it a little better, great study. Highly recommended to teach you the tools to do that. One of the studies is doing Genesis, specifically looking at the patriarchs, so Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, starting right there. The other one is doing, I'm going to say it wrong, which one it is.
I don't know if it's on that.
It's not that one, because this isn't the Tuesday one. We gave out all the Tuesday flyers. I really think they're doing Galatians. Like, that's the one in my brain. I really think that's it. You can't go wrong with either one. And those are for both men and women, any age. We have a mom that brings her, I think, 11 or 12 year old son who does the homework right along with her. Don't let that stop you. It's just, it's a hop in place.
And I think it's really cool even to look at how God orchestrates things, because Life Touch, one of the Tuesday morning groups, had picked the Gospel of John before Pastor Levi started the Gospel of John. It's not like they were like, oh, Levi's doing that. We should do it. They had already picked that study.
They had told me the study like back in March, I think, because I have to know things so early to organize.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I thought that was really cool. I was like, that is awesome, Lord, that you, he puts all those things together.
And I see that more and more, this pattern of how, and that's, I think, the Holy Spirit at work. Just, he knows what's coming, even if we don't, and saying, this is what you need to do, how you need to go.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Tuesday morning, Wednesday nights, but then we also have some online studies.
We do have online studies. Our online pastor is Jason Ryan. He's amazing. He's also running our camera. So hi,
Jason. So we have to be
really nice. No, Jason's really great. He has quite a passion for those online mm-hmm. people. If you are not able to be here on campus, you are in very good hands. You have someone on our campus that cares about you and is looking to your needs too. We have an online precept class. So that class, it's not that specific one.
It's totally different than the other ones that are offered mm-hmm. on campus.
Yeah. Titus is what they're doing.
Good job, Jason.
Yep. He's yelling it out.
Titus.
I don't know if you can hear him, but he's helping us here. They're doing Titus, but it's on campus and online. So good study there.
Sunday mornings or mm-hmm. online. Mm-hmm.
We also have, and this is new, we have a grandparenting class. It's called Grace-Based Grandparenting. It is offered online. It is also offered on midweek this fall, and it starts August 28th for midweek, the 27th for Tuesday, 28th for mm-hmm. midweek on Wednesday night.
And the online ones start that same time period.
Start the same time. Mm-hmm. Registration for all of these is up and going. Go to our Sagemont website, hit the Grow tab, and it's very, very easy. Just look for either Tuesday morning Bible studies or Wednesday night Bible studies, and it'll mm-hmm. take you to all that information.
Yeah, which is really great. We have lots. And I think, one of the cool things with online studies is, of course, we all know, really, online studies came out of COVID.
Yeah.
Right? We had to figure out a way. We had to do a thing. And, but I love... Y'all, we have lots of people that are in our online studies that come to church on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. They just can't get back up to church for whatever reason. They work. There's one more night to have to be out of the house, whatever that thing may be. And so don't think that online studies are only for people
who can't
that
be
don't
here.
Live in Houston and don't come to Sagemont. No, really. I mean, it's a huge benefit.
It's a way to keep
to anybody.
In the world.
Yes.
Word.
If if you ever hit the your reason for not being a part of a Bible study is, well, I can't get back up to Sagemont. Know that there are online options for you that could be extremely helpful with that piece, mm-hmm. which I think is really cool.
It is. It's great. We have someone who's thinking about that and making those efforts to keep you as involved as you want to be. I would encourage you to pray about that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. And then another big piece of midweek, and we've said it a couple times, but are our support groups.
Mm-hmm.
And those support groups are through our counseling ministry.
Yes.
And there's a few, correct me if I'm wrong, there's a few of those that you register for through the counseling ministry?
Correct. That's a great catch on there when I say go to our website. When you go there and look at the midweek tab, you'll see all of the counseling or support groups that are offered through counseling. There's not a registration button for those.
Okay.
So for that, you can see what they are. You'll see the time, who's leading it, but you'll call the counseling office. There's a lot more pieces of information.
Yes.
There's usually questions about, is this actually right for me? Do I need this? A lot of times someone calling with that is calling on behalf of someone else. Those are questions I can't answer. I don't work in our counseling office. You don't want me to, because I couldn't help with that. But super amazing people that really are passionate about helping people with their mental and emotional mm-hmm. health. Call that counseling office. Yeah. If you go on there and see something that looks like what you would need, they will tell you what you need to do. And some don't have a cost. Some do. Right. Some have workbooks. And some there's not a registration. They'll tell you, here it is. This is what you just come. That's why you call the counseling office.
And there's mm-hmm. others that are very private.
Correct.
And so they don't, they are so mindful of that. Mm-hmm. They've set it up where they're like, hey, if you need support in this area, we want to do everything we can to make you feel comfortable and confident to come.
Right.
And so go look at that list, see what those are. I mean, there's everything from just life support. There's
divorce, dementia care. And the dementia is a caregivers. It is a support group specifically. Yes. If you are caring for someone with dementia, there's a place for you. We got your back.
Yeah. So, I mean, the options are wide. Mm-hmm. There's another one that's not a support group, but one of the ones on Wednesday night that's new that I think is really interesting is parenting adult children.
Yes.
I've heard multiple people say, oh, sign me up mm-hmm. for that one.
And that one specifically is for mothers.
Yes.
Yes. It's called Moving Forward, Navigating Life as a Mom of Adult Children.
Yes.
And Karen Abert is leading that. And she very much is in that season and had to really do some work and invest in how do I be a mom and love my kids, just because they leave the house doesn't mean you stop being a parent. how do I do that and love them and support them with good boundaries without saying things I don't need to say mm-hmm. and without becoming an unwitting enabler to bad habits that I feel I have to do because I'm a mom mm-hmm. or guilt, whatever the reason is. Great place for that. And there's yeah. a couple of books they're going to be reading through, which I've looked at both of them. Fantastic mm-hmm. material. Yeah. It's another new one that she came to me and said, I really think ladies need to know there's help out there.
Yeah,
and
I
said,
really
I love
cool
you
one.
For that. Yes, yeah. let's talk.
And then mm-hmm. there's two this semester specifically for men.
There are
two different options specifically for men.
There are. Better Man is one of them, led by our men's minister, Jason Ryan. It's new, so we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's very exciting. I love when we can say there's something new. I'm going to forget, which is why I brought my cheat sheet. We do have another, Men's Midweek, led by Ricky Lojano. My tongue twisters. They are doing a study specifically on the Sermon on the Mount.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, picking that apart. And there's another one that they do a large group time and then they break up into small mm-hmm. groups. So you're getting focused prayer time. It's just fun to see them. They've been meeting for a few years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been ongoing.
And then another one we have that, and of course, some of these you register, we'd love for you to register for all of them. Mm-hmm. There's some that have payment, there's some that don't, but even the ones that don't, we'd love for you to register because then we know how to prepare.
Right.
But also know, come the first Wednesday, August 28th, mm-hmm. right? 28th.
Correct. Yep.
Show up and try some, you know, walk into one and say, hey, I'm going to see if this is the right place for me. Wednesday in the Word is another large group.
It's
usually
biggest,
a bigger one.
Yeah.
More than 100 people on a Wednesday night in our chapel. Mm-hmm. And they have different teachers.
Yes, they have one specific topic usually each semester, mm-hmm. but there's a rotation of teachers and it's a combination of staff members as well as some of our mm-hmm. favorite Bible teachers that teach in other places or a connect group on Sunday morning. This semester, they are doing a specific study over the spiritual disciplines. Mm. Denny Autry put that together. And is the one who has arranged the speakers. It's also our only Wednesday night class, I get this question, that is live streamed.
Right.
So if you're not able to come, it's on our Sagemont website. Just go to the website main page, or I think the app, you can even do it. And just like on a Sunday morning, hit watch live, and it'll show right up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's so many different things. And that's the main reason I wanted Allison to come on is because I think, even though to some of us, it feels like midweek's been around forever.
It feels it, but it's not true.
It hasn't. It's still fairly a new thing that on Wednesday night, there are multiple things that you can choose from. And that's we want you to know so that you can go and look. And you said it quickly. I'm going to make you slow down and say it slower. No. Because we jump by it. And this, for some reason, this semester, we've had more people struggle with finding it on our website.
We have.
And so, and you might be one of those going, yeah, I've looked, I can't find it.
Sorry.
They're hunting for the Grow tab in many different places. Mm-hmm. Y'all, if you just go to the website, just sagemontchurch.org, don't click anywhere else, look for Grow. So if you're used to going to events and clicking events to find things, right next to it, just to the left, says Grow. Click that. That brings up your menu of mm-hmm. Wednesday night, Tuesday morning.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
And we've made it very, very clear. Once that menu drops down, and it's not fancy with the wording, it's literally Tuesday morning Bible studies, Wednesday night Bible studies, so that we can make that very clear for you. Click that. And even with the studies themselves, if you go to one of those pages, and there's a very short description just to give you an idea, but if you decide, well, I want to know a little more, when do you meet, what's more detail, go ahead and hit the register button. I've had people ask me
questions.
Doesn't
register you.
Yes,
that's
people
true.
Think, well, I'm not ready to register.
Right.
It just takes you mm-hmm. to a page with more information, and you can register, but it's not doing anything. Yeah,
yeah.
Just go ahead and
get
play with it.
The more information and stuff. Yeah. So take time to go to the Grow tab, look at those, talk to different people that have been a part of those groups, and see what might be the right thing for you for this semester.
Lots of options.
It's so fun. I mean, it's Wednesday night with there's so many different options. There are people everywhere.
All over the campus.
On Wednesday nights. And it's such a fun feeling. People come early. The cafe's open. Mm-hmm. They grab dinner. They sit and eat dinner. You're bring your kids, bring your students, all of that. It's just a really
I didn't even say, we have Spanish studies too. We have two Spanish Bible studies, one for men, one for women. And they, again, have the registration still on there. It's all in Spanish. So if you don't speak Spanish, it won't be applicable, but it's on that same Grow tab.
Right there.
Go to Wednesday night and you'll see the Spanish studies too.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different options, and it's important for us to, again, be taking our next steps with Jesus, growing in God's word and spending time studying and getting support if we need support or what that may look like. So you've got a little bit of time when you see this. Studies will be starting the next week.
Starting fast.
But you can still register. And even, listen, if you see this and it's September, come. Like,
we're not going to tell you no to Bible study.
Right.
Watching God's word.
If you miss the first couple of weeks, it's okay. Come. We want you to be a part of it. And come and hang out.
Come and hang out. It's a really great energy. Someone asked me, and I just a last thing to say, what's your favorite thing about your job with Bible studies? I thought that's a great question. I thought about it for a second and I realized I love all aspects of our church. I love Sunday morning, how fun it is. What I like specifically, though, and my favorite thing is, on Sunday morning, people are coming for a lot of reasons. They're coming because it's church day. They're excited because this is where their people are, because it's a great place. It's their home. There's also negative reasons people are coming. My mom makes me come. My spouse gets mad when I don't come. Lots of reasons. Wednesday night is very different in that the people that are here on Wednesday night are here because they want to be here.
Yeah.
They are giving up time in their week that they don't have to, where it is not expected or an obligation, because they want to be here. The energy is just different. Not better, not worse, but it's different. And I think that's my favorite thing is these are people choosing to be here and get in God's word and create some friendships. And I just get to sit back and let it happen and be part of it and be told, this is awesome. And I go, I know it is. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
So come be part of that.
Super
like
fun.
Work it in, let it be part of your spiritual discipline and how you're giving time to the Lord.
Yeah.
Just be here on a Wednesday. It's
really
a lot of
good.
Fun.
So if you have questions, listen, if you can't find the Grow tab, call us. Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Stay with it.
It's worth it.
You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Allison. If you have any questions, Allison would love to help. Make sure you're in the right spot.
Helpful thing, this Sunday, I will be in the ministry booth on Sunday morning. So if you're here and you're stuck trying to register, I will be there with my laptop and I can help you get registered or answer questions.
Yeah,
please. I'm not there every Sunday, but this Sunday
will
be.
Yeah, don't let technology keep you from being a part of studying God's word. We want you to be able to do that. So you can always reach out to Allison. Also, if you're like, I didn't know I could suggest a study that I'm passionate about, you can. It might not happen.
It doesn't mean we can.
But you can for sure suggest it if you feel like it's something God's leading you to do. Call Allison. Set up a meeting. It might be next fall, because there's time to plan and do all that kind of stuff. It might not be a couple years. It depends. But if you feel like that's something God's leading you to do, I think that's one of the cool things about Sagemont is our studies are led for the most part, by our volunteers, by people that just love Jesus and want to share what they've learned from him. And so know that that is out there.
It is out there. Again, we can't always do everything. There is a screening process, but we would love to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a great for people to know.
Yeah.
But they can do that, for God to use them that way. So thanks for taking time.
You're welcome. I'm way more excited about it. I'm very ready to get this party started.
It's going to be a great semester. Thank you for
absolutely
organizing and planning and putting all the pieces together.
It's a lot of fun.
If you already have registered and you know you're going to be a part of it, or even if you're thinking about it, y'all pray for the logistics. Pray for all the people that are coming that maybe have never done something like this, and it's a huge step for them to come and be a part of this. Y'all just pray as we get to open our doors and welcome people in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So pray for studies.
Thank you.
It's super great. Thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Y'all, thanks for joining us on Table Talk. We will see you next time.